Jeff, thank you very much. If I told you that you could own a pet that was a cross between a kitten and a puppy, I mean, imagine how cute that would be. You'd probably bite my arm off in anticipation. What if I told you that animal was a ferret? Not so keen now, are you? But apparently that is what they are like. They are like a cross between a kitten and a puppy. Now, I went to see a Dorset woman yesterday who is dead keen on ferrets, and she won't have a bad word said against them. She's called Michelle Street, and she's the founder of Purbeck Ferrets, which rescues and rehomes the furry so-and-sos. And I met her and Biscuit the ferret yesterday.
This is the last stray. Somebody picked her up, so she's coming to us through the help of our volunteers because she was actually picked up in Southampton area. So they've done a bit of a relay getting her down to us. I've got a ferret sticking up my nose. My name's Michelle. We are involved in the Purbeck Ferrets, so we are basically a rescue. We take in strays and unwanted ferrets, get them neutered, microchipped, up to full health if we can, and then rehome them out again. And we also attend events doing general PR work, promoting ferrets and ferret racing. Ball pit is a particular favourite, but then they've got all the hanging boxes and beds and hammocks and things, and they will be changed around on a regular basis.
What's the appeal for you? I mean, what do you love about them?
Just because they are generally, they're very inquisitive, very intelligent, and they are quite interactive. You know, if at the moment they're sleeping, they're not used to someone being around, but as soon as they realise you're around, they get up, they want to play, and they're just quite good. They will play and then they will sleep, but they will curl up with you. So they're always, people think they're sort of a cross between a kitten and a puppy, really. Even when they get older, they will still play.
Hello, you're the boy I want. Boys are much more handleable than the girls. The girls are always a bit kind of hyper.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the two girls at the bottom, they're here for long-term fosters.
Right.
Hello.
And the little one hanging out in the hammock, she doesn't really like ferrets, so she's getting used to them.
She doesn't like ferrets?
No.
Right, but she's a ferret.
She's a ferret. She's 4 years old, never been with other ferrets.
Hello, how do I hold you?
Anyway, he's quite fine, he's quite good. He's going to fidget a little bit, probably. They have a reputation, ferrets. A lot of people might have seen them on the television, or it's a case that they've had relations in the past, maybe the grandfather or such like, that have had ferrets. It was a working animal, it was kept at the bottom of the garden, you didn't go near it because it would bite, and they smell. Ferrets these days, we adopt them out, we neuter them. That helps with the smell instantly. It's just then generally the cleaning out that will quite cause a problem with the smell. And we handle them, so there's no reason for them to bite people. They're friendly little things if you give them the time. But they have that bad press. And a lot of people, A, don't have the time, or they just find them very strange. Albinos particularly really have a problem rehoming because people don't like the red eyes.
Then this is one of the smaller pens, so we've got a group of four in that one at the moment, but that will take a bigger group.
It's an amazing setup that you've got here. I don't know what I imagined, but some big cages with some wonderful kind of play spaces. Are these kind of are these handmade?
Yeah, they're all handmade. We've obviously we've got quarantine area where the new ferrets come in, so we will keep the strays down there. They will stay in there for at least 2 weeks. Any surrenders coming in from a family will stay down for at least a week, and we have hospital areas, so they will stay in cages and hutches. And then as they get been in for longer, we know they're not going to pass anything on to the existing ferrets we've got. We put them into the pens, so they've got large spaces, they've got all the tunnels, the toys, the hanging baskets, the hammocks, the ball pits, they have the paddling pools when it gets better. It's just to kind of keep them entertained because ferrets do like to play.
You told me you don't count how many you've got. Am I allowed to ask you a sort of ballpark figure?
Ballpark at the moment, we are quietish. Ish, I say ish. We have four more due in this week. We probably have about, rough count, about 50 in at the moment.
Wow.
That's Michelle Street talking to me yesterday, and this is the 1948 show choir with John Cleese and the Ferret Song, which I only found out existed yesterday. Anyway, if you want to find out more about Purbeck Ferrets and the work that they do. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter, and there are lots and lots of cute pictures of ferrets. And one of the three skunks that Purbeck Ferrets has on our Twitter page, BBC Radio Solent, and on Facebook as well, facebook.com/BBC Radio Solent.